Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we're starting the Lenten Triduum, which is the first Sunday, which is of the Pharisee and the publican. And you heard the gospel of today, where the Lord gave this parable. Two people walked in to the church. One of them was Pharisee, and the other one was the publican. And the Pharisee came up to the altar and started to praise the Lord, saying that he is thanking the Lord that he is so much better. He is not like those sinners, and including the man that just came in behind me, the publican, that I fast twice a week, I give one tenth of whatever income I have to the church. And he started to praise himself, and didn't see himself as being a sinner, but saw himself as being a much better person than anybody else, and especially the man that walked in. But the man that walked in, the publican, he didn't even dare to raise his eyes up to heaven, but he just started to beat himself on the chest and say, God, be merciful at me, a sinner. And the Lord said, when the two of them left the church, the publican was more justified than the Pharisee, because the Pharisee had the pride. And this is, my beloved, is the beginning of all sins, as you know. The pride is what caused the devil to go against the Lord and to be cast away from heaven. And the pride is what causes all our sins, and the irritations and anger and judgment. All those sins are coming from the pride. And of course, you heard also the epistle reading today. It was to Timothy, where St. Paul writes and says, those who are going to live according to the gospel and to please the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be persecuted. And he was persecuted. All the saints were persecuted. Today we also have St. Macarius. What kind of terrible things he had to go through. Daughter of somebody, as you would say today, fell in love with some young man, but he was a poor stature and wasn't. The parents didn't want him to marry her, but they had an affair and she got pregnant. And he told her not to say that it was from him, but to accuse a monk, Macarius, that it was him that did that to her. And when the parents found that out, they went after the monk. They put all kinds of things on his body, to broken bottles and broken things, and dragged them all around the city and shouted that he is a great sinner, that he defiled our daughter, and beat him. And they were beating him until they nearly killed him. And one of the friends that helped him to sell the baskets that he was weaving to support himself, as many monks did. And he had said to the people that he is not guilty, that you're wrong, you shouldn't do that, but they wouldn't listen to him. And then he was asked if he would promise that and have somebody vouch for him that he would support the woman with her child. And he started to weave then double the amount of the baskets, was always saying to himself, well, you have to work much harder now to support your wife and the child. Of course, he was not guilty at all, but he took it upon himself. And then when she was supposed to give the birth, then she was punished by the Lord, and she had such a terrible pains, several days, and he couldn't give the birth. And she was screaming and screaming and asking forgiveness that she had blamed an innocent man for her pregnancy. And when the parents heard her, they were so upset over it that they have beaten the man and turned everybody against him. And they were going to go and ask him forgiveness. And when his friend heard about it, he was so happy for him that it was proven that he was not guilty. And he told him, but the saint, instead of waiting and rejoicing that he has been proven to be innocent, he decided to run away because he was preferring that he would be maligned and terrible things would be said against him instead of being praised. And this is the spirit of the true Orthodox Christians. Don't look to be to have somebody to pat you on the head and, or to praise you, to do something for you. To revere you, as somebody once told me, and it's a very bad feeling when somebody does that to you. You should, of course, you should remember that the example that the Lord Himself did before He was taken to be crucified, and at the Last Supper, what He had done, He had put a towel against himself and went on his knees and washed the feet of all his disciples, including Judah that had betrayed him. My beloved, he showed such a humility from the beginning that he came down being the creator of all the universe, that he came down as a poorest person that even didn't have a place to be born in a decent. He had to be born in a cave where the animals were being pushed in for shelter and when the bad weather was. And all his life he was persecuted, he was misunderstood, and even though he had done all kinds of miracles and resurrected the dead and did all beautiful things, but the Pharisees and the heads of the church, they all turned on him and they maligned him, and finally, as you know, had him crucified. And then they continued to malign him, even on the cross, and mocking him. And he took everything to show us an example of humility. Don't ever get mad if somebody tells you off, or somebody is looking cross-eyed on you and has no use for you. Rejoice in that, because you're in a good company. They had no use for the Lord. They had no use for all the saints that have ever lived. Not one of the lives of saints, if you had read the 12 volumes of the lives of saints, you will find that not one of them had to go through life without being persecuted. And they all took it in stride, and that's including also St. John of Kronstadt, which you know that I'm quoting many times. He was also persecuted. My beloved, we have to realize that our road to heaven is a narrow, thorny road, and it's not the wide road. And it's said today in the epistles, as we have read, that those who are going on the wide road, and everything seemed to go their way, and they seem to be happy here, but they're not going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven until they are humbled. And that's why the Lord gives most of us old timers all kinds of sicknesses, is to help us to humble ourselves so that we can be humble. And then we can truly thank God for sending us these sicknesses or these troubles, and to help us to grow spiritually. Amen. God bless you.